Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Live in the studio with the disco ball shining bright. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. And my darling producer, Barb Perry.
Hello.
Hello, angel girl. Every Monday now, I fully expect to be thrown back into time. You're my own private little time capsule. I love it. It's so much fun.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love that, okay. Alicia Bridges.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
Do you want to know why I picked that song?
Please.
Okay, so your five stages of behavior.
Yes.
Try to find a song about contemplation. All I remember was action, and I'm like, that's the song.
That's
because I remember
song.
That song.
Action.
There you
well,
go.
Well, so here's my flashback. When I was in high school, that was, of course, you know, in the late 70s. And so the disco thing was happening. And I was at the disco, like, you know, 2-3 nights a week. And wow. I remember doing the hustle.
Oh.
50 people on the dance floor doing the hustle. I'm telling you what, that is still the coolest.
It is the coolest.
Yeah, the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the only... I beg a little indulgence from my listeners. The only challenge with the private time capsule is that I have a really hard time coming back to the present. Right now I'm about 17 years old, and that is probably not a good thing. So anyway, welcome everybody. Hope you had a great week. I had a great week. So we are continuing on our theme today of behavior changes, belief systems, all that good stuff. First, want to talk about a couple of business things as usual. Love for y'all to get on Facebook, on my fan page. You've heard me say this every week. So if you'd like me to stop nagging about that, then hop on there and sign up. And I've got an April special going for my fans. You can get onto the fan page and click on the boxes link, and it'll take you in, and you can find that special that I'm running through April. For all you wonderful people listening. And I'm going to be posting new classes that I'm teaching. I've got a bunch of classes coming up in April and in May, teaching my prayer workshop series. Wow. Just finished. This weekend was the second of the two Saturday intensives. And oh my gosh, it was amazing. Truly amazing. This group of women, just Deanna, Rebecca, Sammy, and Liz, you four rock the house. We just had the most amazing time. These women bonded so strongly in this class, and we ended up having a harmonic happen vocally when we were doing out loud prayer. I haven't seen that in a really, really, really long time. It was incredible. Just had an absolute blast. So I'm going to be teaching the prayer workshop series again. I'm also going to be teaching my very interesting and fun class called Can You Believe It? Which is pretty much what we've been talking about for the last number of weeks on this show. It's a class specific to belief systems and identities and parts and all that good stuff. And I actually do a live CSI demonstration in the class with a willing participant from the audience, which is really powerful and very fun. So that's a good little introduction to the CSI work if you're interested in learning about that. So that'll be coming up. And again, I'm going to be posting those dates for those classes on my Facebook fan page and also on the website. Jump on iTunes and rate this show. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear how you're feeling about the show, what you're listening to, anything you'd like me to do differently. Shoot me an email or give me some information on that. It'd be great fun to know if there's topics you want me to cover or anything. Just participate, gang. Love to hear from you. And you can do that by getting on the host page on contacttalkradio.com and click on the right side on the iTunes icon. It'll take you straight in. Also, the archives are available, and I finally, Cameron, Panama, thank you so much for your patience. I finally got the descriptions for all the shows I've done. So hopefully they're going to get posted soon so you can go back in the archives and know which show's about what so you can kind of filter through and listen to the ones you want. So we're going to be opening the phone lines coming up here in a little bit, and that number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. Got a question for me? Hop on the phone. Give me a call. So let's dive on in, shall we? So we've been talking about belief systems. We've been talking about patterns. We've been talking about habits. We've been talking about how all those things work together, law of attraction, et cetera, et cetera. Today, I want to talk a little bit about self-help and the fact that, you know, self-help sometimes is an oxymoron because we really can't help ourselves because we're up to our eyeballs and our own stuff. It's the proverbial forest and the tree analogy. Now, I really want to make very clear that self-help is extremely powerful. In fact, it's a phenomenal tool system. There's great exercises. There's great ways of working with the self-help information that's out there, and there's scads of it. That's a great word, isn't it? Scads. There are scads of self-help books and classes, etc. So self-help is great to a certain level. You can absolutely, we talked last time, you can literally change some of your neural pathways, the belief systems. You can change some of those on your own simply by doing a new behavior for 21 days consistently, and you're going to create a new neural pathway in the brain. So that's going to work to an extent. And there's obviously deeper rooted belief systems in the psyche that come from way back that you're not going to be able to shift on your own. And that's where you need to get some help. And that's why sometimes the self-help thing can be really not necessarily dangerous, but it can definitely set you up for failure. I've seen that just repeatedly in my career, helping people, you know, not judge themselves because they bought the latest bestseller or they watched Oprah and they did what she told them to do or whatever the expert she had on was talking about. And they did it for a little while and it worked and it was great. And then all of a sudden they sabotaged themselves. And of course, the first place you're going to go with that is what the hell's wrong with me, instead of sitting back and going, wait a second here. Let's take a look at maybe this technique isn't covering all the bases. So first of all, I really want you to understand that it's crucial in anything you're healing, doesn't matter what it is, big or small, that you look at it from a whole mind and body approach, meaning you're going after it from the four levels of being, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You cannot heal something on one or two or even three of those levels and leave out any of them and expect to have full healing. It's not possible. So you're going to want to take a look at stuff from all those different levels. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the challenges of the self-help, or this idea that you can just change things behaviorally. Had an experience a number of years ago with a group of people that were doing some very powerful work in the community around relationship, a lot of the polarity stuff. And they had a whole group around this, and they were teaching it and doing these different workshops and things, and went to this huge big seminar that had, there was 250 people plus at this thing. And anyway, the gentleman that was facilitating it was a pretty big wig in the genre. And so there was almost this sense of, you know, he's the guru and everybody was kind of bowing down to him, which just kind of irritated me from the start, especially because this gentleman was copping major attitude. So anyway, there was a gentleman in the crowd, in the audience, that was with a men's group that he was part of, that were followers of this guy running this thing. And anyway, long story, a little longer. The guy in the audience stood up and said, you know, I've got this issue. He said, I really want to write a book, and I've got the idea, and I just can't seem to bring myself to do it. I keep, you know, keep sabotaging myself. And so the guy running the thing looked him in the eye and said, here's what you do. you are going to write every single day for 2 hours. And on the days that you don't, you're going to give $50 to a charity. That'll train you. $50 to a charity on every single day that you do not do this. Well, the crowd gets all excited and whooped up about this. And this gentleman is like, yes, I know I can do this. And his men's group were like clapping and cheering. And you can do this, man. We're going to support you in this. We're going to really, you know, call you to the carpet on this. His wife is sitting next to him and she's freaking out because here was the story that the guy running this thing had no clue about. This gentleman was unemployed. He did not have a job. His wife was bringing in all the money, trying to support them. They were struggling like crazy with bills, and he had some handicaps, physical handicaps, that he had huge emotional issues around. He had a lot of self-esteem issues. Okay, so the dude running this thing had no freaking clue what the truth of this man's story was. So instead, he just tells him, you do this and give $50, and this guy agrees to it. He was like, yes, I can do this. And the energy in the room was so palpable. I was actually almost sick to my stomach because I knew what was coming. The wife freaking out because the onus is going to be on her to come up with that $50 for the charity as if they didn't have enough problems already financially. Well, what happened was over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks, this guy dropped out of the men's group and basically disappeared from all of his support systems. Because I guarantee you he did not follow through on this big, exciting thing he was all whooped up about. Felt like a complete failure because that was one of his issues. And it just cemented, not even cemented, it just was the final nail in this kid's coffin about how he saw himself in the world. And to me, that is dangerous. That facilitator had no business telling this guy to do something like that if he didn't first understand the ecology of that issue. And I'll give you another, for instance, and I'm not going to be coy about the names on this one. This is Dr. Phil. Watching Dr. Phil a couple years ago, last time I ever watched him, he had a couple on there, and they had video that was so disturbing. He was violent. The husband was violent, threw things, called his wife horrible names, told her she was stupid and ugly and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what Dr. Phil's advice was, people? Dr. Phil sat these two down in his very dramatic Southern way and said, here's what I want you to do. Every single day, I want you to tell your wife one thing that you really like about her. I want you to start saying nice things to your wife. This is the advice that he gives this violent, deranged, listen to me, I'm sorry, but I was so upset because here's the truth of that. I've been doing damage control for almost 20 years on this kind of thing with clients. So here's what's going to happen with that man. First of all, you don't become abusive for no reason. You become abusive because you have got belief systems that drive you to rage. Okay, so this guy has all these belief systems in his psyche, and he's been told to change his behavior by doing something new, saying nice things to his wife. So here's what's going to happen. And we're talking polarity stuff here too, ladies and gentlemen. So the wife is going to immediately want this to be the truth. She's gonna open her heart and she's gonna wanna believe when the husband comes home from work and tells her, honey, you look great today and the house is wonderful and, you know, thanks for dinner and I really love you and blah, blah, blah. Her feminine heart is gonna immediately open up to that. I guarantee you. Even though she's got a track record with this dude of physical and emotional violence. So he's gonna be able to pull this off for maybe a week, 2 weeks, maybe longer. And then he's gonna blow. And when he blows, that violence is going to escalate, and there is no exception to that rule, because the only thing that that kind of behavioral change does is stuff down the true behaviors, the true belief systems, which, again, going to raise up, sabotage his efforts, destroy what he's accomplished in those 2 to 3 weeks, going to make him feel even worse about himself, which is the reason that he treats his wife that way, because he feels so horrible about himself in the first place. True masculine would never abuse someone. If a man is in his shadow, if a man feels less than a man, if he feels castrated emotionally by his life and his world, he is going to act out. He's either going to disappear or he's going to rage. There's only two ways that that happens. And for Dr. Phil on national television to suggest that that was the answer, I've never watched that show again. And scares me to death at what might have happened. Even if that man didn't get so violent that he hurt his wife physically, he's destroyed her emotionally, because one more time she opened up trusted and got her heart broken. And that's her belief systems at work. She's got major trust issues in order to set herself up to be with a man who's going to do that to her. So the challenge with change in behaviors from purely a behavior standpoint is that your belief systems are going to raise up righteous and get in the way again. So we're going to talk before the break here. I'm going to talk about the five stages of behavior change. There's literally five specific stages when you're going to change a behavior. And this will help you understand also why it's complicated. You can't just, you know, do something different for a little while and expect everything to be changed. So the first stage is pre-contemplation. And what that means is you begin to recognize that you actually have a problem. For instance, smoking. You know, maybe smoking isn't good for me. That thought will pop into your head. It's all facts at that point and nothing personal. It's just the facts, ma'am, nothing personal. Stage two, contemplation. You go from pre-contemplation to contemplation. Here's what contemplation is. You personalize it. Thoughts like, maybe I should do something about my smoking. Maybe in the next month or year, maybe. Maybe I'll do something about it. We turn it into something that's personal. Step three, preparation. Making a future commitment. That's when you advance to the stage of saying, I'm going to start on my birthday. I'm going to stop smoking on my birthday. I'm going to stop on January 1st, etc. This is the stage where you're thinking it out, you're planning it, and you're getting psyched. You're absolutely getting psyched about it. Then you have stage four, which is action. The action phase. And that's when you actualize the plans. You put it into action and you start to do it. And then comes stage five, and this is the tough one. This is where your belief systems really go to town. The maintenance stage. And in the maintenance stage, you're assessing your process, you're checking in with yourself, you're evaluating, you're judging. Lots of judgment will come up, and you're comparing yourself to other people or comparing yourself to past experiences that you've had in stopping smoking, whatever it was. So there's evaluation, judgment, comparison, etc. And again, belief systems have a freaking heyday in the maintenance phase. And here are the three sub stages of the maintenance stage. You ready for this? Lapse, you lose focus or commitment. Relapse, you fall back into your old behavior. Collapse, you give up. That's the old, well, I screwed up, I might as well just quit. Or in the case of smoking, I screwed up, I might as well go down to 7-Eleven, buy a case, and smoke at least a pack today. Right? Lapse, relapse, collapse. All of those stages, you're going to go through all of those stages when you go to change a behavior. And they may be really minor. You might barely recognize them depending on the severity of the behavior you're trying to change. But you're going to go through all of those things. Pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and the maintenance phase. And the maintenance phase is where the failure experience raises up and cements your belief systems. So there's a little edumacation for you about behavior change. Don't get me wrong. You can change behaviors on your own. You absolutely can. Here's the cool thing. I've been preaching now for weeks about prayer, about God, about belief systems, etc. Here's how you work it. You pray about this stuff. You want to stop smoking? You got a behavior you want to change? You pray about it. You ask for guidance. Then you do those self-help techniques. You do everything that you know how to do to start to make that behavior change. And if you can't, if something raises up and sabotages you, and that's a repeated pattern that you recognize, you get help and you pray for guidance about the exact kind of help you need. It's a foolproof system, ladies and gentlemen. If you combine all of those things, you can't lose, because there are going to be some things that you can change on your own, and you're going to feel really empowered by that. And then when you hit those things that you can't change on your own, you don't beat yourself up for it. You go, you know what? This is rooted in me somewhere. This is a belief system, and you get some help with it. And I'll tell you what, God's going to show you exactly where you need to go to take care of all of those things. Don't forget who the greatest personal coach is that ever existed. All right. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to have a conversation with a very special young lady. And I'm having a great time today. Loving that you're all here. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Stay tuned.
Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please? Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Hit that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before. It's like deja vu.
I'm going to have to drag you kicking and screaming, aren't I?
I am going to have to drag you kicking and screaming, aren't I? That was brilliant. Oh, hi, everybody. We're back.
You know who that is.
No, who is that?
It's Earl.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, from Saving Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's right. It is. Oh, my favorite show in the entire world, Saving Grace, Holly Hunter. You got to watch that show. It's so amazing. You want a show about God and the power of God, there's that show. I'll tell you what. That was awesome. Thank you, darling. We're back. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Do I ever come back without laughing? I don't think I do because
no, you
of
don't.
You. Oh, you rock, sister. You absolutely rock. All right. We are going to go to the phone lines. We have Amla on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Sugar Bear. How are you?
Good, I'm doing all right.
Good. It's good to hear you again, sweet thing.
It's good to hear you too.
Yeah. So I asked Amla to call in today because she sent me an email with a really awesome issue and an awesome question, and I just felt like that it deserved to be covered in the show. So give us a nutshell, girlfriend. What's the deal?
Okay. Things have changed, but
of course they have.
As you know, as every minute something's happening.
You
so
bet.
To speak. I just am a little confused as far as how to read people, and there's a certain fellow that I'm working with. I'm recording now, and it just seems like it's like a push and pull type of pattern theme
right.
that's going on,
okay.
and I don't want that anymore. I'm recognizing it. I'm working on it,
yeah.
And I think this is just residual stuff that I'm kind of moving through.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because even the wording you're using is that when you say I don't want this anymore, this is obviously a pattern. This is obviously something that you have experienced, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Good for you, kiddo, for recognizing that, because most of the time people will be in those experiences and then want to blame the man, blame the situation,
right.
rather than taking some ownership. And it's not about blaming yourself. It's about just going, whoa, okay, what is this for me? You know,
exactly.
I'm so powerful. I keep drawing this to me. I mean, this
exactly.
is great stuff.
Right.
So
right.
So when you say the push me, pull you type of a thing, just give me a little more information on that. What's that?
I think I told you this in the email. It's like, honest to God, I'm 36 years old, and only up in the last few months have these men have just, you know, approached me, and I'm right. just, I'm literally from my heart speaking, I'm blown away because I'm not used to that, first
right.
of all.
Right.
It's completely just blindsiding me.
Okay.
That's number one. And number two is that these guys, it's just like you could tell that there's interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious. There's two of them.
Okay.
Well, the other one is gone. I mean, in the sense, he's just very physically charged, and I don't want any of that at the beginning.
Okay.
That's just not the way to start a relationship anyway.
Right.
So
I do want to touch on that, though, for a second, because,
okay.
so first of all, kiddo, here's what's going on with you. You, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, but over the last probably 3 to even 5 years, you've been really doing very, very conscious work about
Absolutely.
Coming into your power, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And remember, you are a feminine core being, so your power is being in your core, right?
Right.
Okay. So, right. and we're talking, and Amla, you and I've talked about this, and audience, you're just going to trust me on this one. This girl is the goddess personified. You really are. No, you really wow. are, kiddo. You are. I mean, I have a girl crush on you, you know, and so I can totally understand the guys, you know, freaking out. So here's what happens when you come into the world in your feminine power like that. You are exuding that goddess energy. You're shining the light of God through the feminine into the world, and the masculine will respond. Now, the challenge with that is we're in a culture, we're in a time frame culturally where polarity is really screwed up. You've heard me talk about that.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's just completely messed up. The masculine
right.
doesn't have a clue how to be masculine. The feminine doesn't have a clue how to be feminine. So
right.
you're coming into that truth, and it, because it's instinctual, people will respond instinctively to you. So the masculine's responding instinctively, but they don't know how to be in their core, so their response isn't necessarily pure. Does that make sense?
That completely makes sense.
Yeah, so you're feeling, so let's take the guy that was just coming on like a physical freight train, okay?
Yeah.
That is masculine. That is absolutely the hunter.
Right.
He's totally stalking you energetically. And here's the weird thing, kiddo. If that's done appropriately, if that is an energetic truth for that man, it's going to come across as a physical, powerful energy, and it's not going to be scary. It's
right.
going to be something that your feminine will respond to in kind. But when
right.
a man is in his shadow for the most part, when his instinctive behavior shows up, it gets expressed through the shadow. Does that make sense to you?
Right. That totally makes
okay.
sense. Yeah.
So you got to trust your instincts. Your instincts were spot on. The feminine, I'm telling you something, I'm not kidding you. Feminine intuition is the greatest radar system known to mankind. There is literally no machine that is man-made that is more powerful than feminine intuition. So you got to trust that implicitly. You also have to be aware that part of your pattern is a fear-based one. It's about putting up boundaries and walls, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what you've done in the past. And so this is new territory for you. You're not holding yourself in the way you used to. So here's the key to all of this, kiddo. The key to all of this is you need to own your power even more completely. You're coming into it and you're expressing it, but there's a part of you, and tell me if this makes sense to you.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
There's a part of you that's afraid of your power. There's a part of you that's like, oh my God, if I really put this out there, I mean, look what's already happening. If I put more of it out there, I am dead meat. I am going to be.
And the reason is because Yeah.
Tell you why you scare people away, even if you don't want to know. You scare people away because you still fear your power. Okay?
Right.
Everybody's responding instinctively here. I'm not kidding you. We're such animals. We really are. It's so great. We always respond instinctively, and then our response gets expressed through our shadow or whatever is the thing we're the most often in, okay? So right now, while you've got any part of you, any part in your psyche that is fearing your power, saying, oh my gosh, if I own my power completely, I'm really going to be in trouble and people are not going to like me, then you're automatically expressing your power through fear.
Right.
So people are going to fear you in return. When you start to really own your power, when you start to really walk in the world knowing that your power, where does your power come from, Amla?
My core, my heart, absolutely.
Yeah, but where does it come from?
Look
up.
God.
Yes, exactly. Your power comes from God. It's coming through you. You are literally expressing God in human form on this planet. That's especially what the feminine does. That's our job, is to shine the light of God through that feminine heart. So you can't do it wrong. If you're owning your true power, you're basically owning God. And there's no way that God is going to set you up to fail on that.
Okay.
He is not, he's not revving your engine going, oh, have fun with that kid. Can't wait to see what happens. He's right there with you. You know, he's protecting you. So I want you to stop fearing it to the best of your ability. And if you got a belief system that's working, and then you got to do some work around that. But,
and I just have a question. I think part of it is, because I'm legally blind and I've gotten my heart stopped on from female and male over and over and over again, it's like, it's just so confusing. Like, I know. You know, I mean, I can't even tell you how many people in my life in the last 2 years have said, I live in a town where, you know, there's no public transportation.
Right.
And I don't really ask people for much at all. And if you're my friend, you know, I physically can't drive anymore.
Right.
And, you know, the excuse is, you know, well, we've given you rides. Yes, now I know they weren't my friends in the first place.
Right.
But it's very hurtful.
Yeah.
And I just, it's like I'm trying to be me, but then it's just, I'm not even trying anymore. So I'm moving. I'm transitioning this into something else. But it's just, it's really, that's where the fear is, too.
You
is
betcha.
That, you know, am I scaring people away just by being myself?
No. No, you're not. You, and here's the thing to remember. When you own your power completely, and that's an ongoing thing, kiddo. Trust me on this one. You're not going to do that perfectly in any given lifetime. So don't aim for perfection. Just aim for an 80-20 split, right? Or a 90-10 preferably.
Exactly, right.
So as you own your power, people are still going to be intimidated. But there's a difference between intimidation and outright fear. Okay, you're gonna have people that react to you from their own weirdness and go, you know, and that's okay. That's all right. You know, the prophet's not accepted in his own country. That's a fact.
Right.
But you're gonna be on the radar screen of people who not only love you for your power, they're owning theirs, and you inspire them to own theirs more. And that's a transition phase, and you're going through that right now.
Okay.
So what it's doing, the gift that's coming out of this, is it's kicking up your fears. Amen.
Right.
It's shining a freaking spotlight so you know exactly what you have to work on. And the whole thing with being legally blind, that's really symbolic here. It's about you not trusting what you see. Does that make sense?
That totally
makes
sense.
Not trusting what you see. So you got to trust that God sees for you. That God is going to guide you, kiddo, better than anybody ever
could.
Anybody
else can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You betcha. So, and this is just again, baby girl, this is an ongoing thing. I do not want you. I know you a little bit here, and I think I know you well enough to know that you are gonna strive for perfection. That's one of the cool things about you. But there's a fine and dangerous line where we cross it and it becomes paralyzing. So I want you to just take this one step at a time, and I want you to weirdly have some aspect of you standing back watching this guy that you're working with do the push me pull you thing and marvel at it. It's like, wow. Okay. He's responding instinctively to my power. He's also responding instinctively to my fear, and he's processing through his own filters of fear. So you guys are just bouncing off of each other. It's a great indication.
It is. Well,
it is.
The recording guy, especially, it's like, hi, bye, hi,
exactly.
Bye. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Going on? Yeah.
So try not to make meaning out of it right now.
No,
try really hard
to
not make meaning out of, you know, his behavior. It's not saying anything about you. You get a chance to just take a look at, okay, what am I seeing that's the same on a daily basis? Just, I would even tell you to do some journaling about it. You know, what do you notice? Even weekly. Okay, what was it like this week? How did it change next week? Blah, blah, blah. Keep doing the prayer stuff. Seriously. You want to definitely keep doing the prayer stuff. I'm going to give you a really, really great little prayer to work with that, because part of it is, tell me if this makes sense to you, but part of it is we have a tendency in these types of situations to grab on and try to make it right or fix it or figure it out or and we just literally just get our knickers so in a twist about it that you know it's a deadlock. And at that point, I'll tell you what God does. God just puts his hands up in the air and goes, well, darling, when you let go, I will step in and help you. So I don't know if I've used this analogy in this show yet or not, but here's how I see myself when I do that with God, because I do that a lot with God.
Okay.
I have a cat named Whitey J who weighs about 21 pounds. He's the most gorgeous big white cat you've ever seen, and he is completely obnoxious. And what Whitey J does when he wants your attention is he will literally wind himself between your feet as you're trying to walk. which makes you not be able to move, right? So he's trying to get you to go to the food dish or whatever, and you can't move because the big lug is between your feet. Well, I do that to God. I wind myself in and out of God's feet going, oh, but I can help. But let me do this. And I totally trip God up. And I just see God standing there like I do with YDJ, just going, well, you know, when you're done rubbing all over me and getting hair all over my pants, I will now step in and do what you wanted me to do. So don't wind yourself around God's feet on this one. And here's the prayer.
Okay.
And it's kind of a long one. I'm going to put it on my Facebook fan page. Yes, but I'll repeat it a couple times. I know that release is magnetic. Through the act of release, I draw to myself my own. I now fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I let go and grow. I let go and trust. Isn't that yummy? It's got this great like jump rope rhythm to it.
Yeah.
One more time. I know that release is magnetic. Through the act of release, I draw to myself my own. I now fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I let go and grow. I let go and trust. That line about that release is magnetic is so powerful. When you think about it, when you let go of your control on this stuff, when you just allow what's happening to happen and you stay in observation mode and you're trusting God, then the right thing is going to be magnetized to you.
Okay.
Every time, without exception.
You're
so
right. You're absolutely right.
Without exception. So you're going to want to do some release prayers on this one and just be in the moment with it, because it's all an indication, sweetheart, that you are owning your power. You just got some parts in there that are having some reactions and you're seeing it bigger than life. It's like the freaking funhouse mirror. It's, you know, blown out of proportion in the people around you.
Right.
And that's,
right.
You know, there's a blessing and a curse in everything that can be challenging and confusing and irritating. But at the end of the day, it's a complete gift because it shows you exactly what your truth is in that time.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
All right. All right. Totally so I want you to just keep doing what you're doing. See what this guy's made of and do not fear putting your power out there, because your power, girlfriend, is that you're shining God into the world. And let me tell you what, we need so much more of that right now. We really do.
Aww.
We really do. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Just one last thing. Can you email me that prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
The font on your Facebook is a little bit small.
Absolutely. I would be thrilled to do that. I will send you that this afternoon.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay,
thank
baby girl.
You so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, kiddo.
Okay, have a beautiful day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Love, love, love that girl. Truly, she's amazing. Can't wait to see what happens for this. So we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Claudia, who's on hold. Bless her heart. Thank you. This is Michelle Morgan. This is Living on a Prayer. And we'll be right back.
Might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
And we are back. I'm telling you what, Barb is also responsible for me spending money and time on iTunes downloading, because you're always turning me on to these cool versions of songs and new songs. So.
I encourage everybody to go to iTunes and Purpose Churches.
Exactly. Exactly. We're back. Living on a prayer. We got Claudia on the phone line. Bless her heart. She's been hanging on this whole time. Can't wait to talk to her. Claudia, are you there?
I'm here, Michelle. Thank you so much for everything you have been talking on. It's amazing stuff, and I love you, love you, love you, love you.
Thank you. So what are we talking about with you this
afternoon? Because indeed it's about me.
Good.
I'm calling.
Good.
I do have a question about, and it's very much in line with the belief issue that you discussed right now.
Okay.
And also I like your insight from an energy reading perspective on this particular subject.
You bet.
I started a new business with a product that's from back home overseas,
okay,
which I totally believe in the power of this business that is going to be successful.
Okay.
And somehow I got a little bit of a snag.
Okay.
I know it's from my side, mm-hmm, but maybe not, as there are other people involved in this.
Okay.
And I need your help both ways.
You bet.
Psychically, directly, coaching, everything.
Okay. So this is so great what you just said. You said, I believe it's on my side, but maybe not because there's other people involved. So you're absolutely right about both of those things. And that's something that's really important to remember. One of the challenges with owning our belief systems and our patterns is that there's a tendency typically to do one of two things. We're either going to not own any of it and just blame the entire outside world and be the victim thing, or we're going to turn it around and completely blame ourselves, when in fact it is a combination. But you got to understand that you're drawing these kinds of people into your life because it's part of your pattern. That's the law of attraction.
Exactly.
So, again, nothing, you know, that's one of the reasons why the new age and self-help is so homogenized. It's this quick fix idea that you just say three magic words and everything's groovy.
No, it's so complex.
Everything is so complex as being a human. So, the first thing that I'm, first of all, I'm just curious, what are you astrologically? What's your sign?
Capricorn.
Oh, Capricorn. And how old are you?
47,
okay,
right now.
All right. I know. We have to count, don't we? Oh, I know. It's just so scary. Yeah. I won't even go there. Okay. I'm done counting. Thank you. So here's the interesting thing. First of all, Capricorn's the baby of the earth signs. So they have a tendency towards some fear around finances, stability, security, anything that's structured. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So that right there is going to add to this challenge, because just even from a predisposed astrological standpoint, you're going to be more likely to worry about things, or, you know, kind of future pace, and, you know, just get almost paralyzed with trying to not only get your ducks in a row, but naming every one of them, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So that, let's just set that aside. And I want to talk specifically about the pattern that you have, which is, and tell me if this makes sense to you, but you, and it's similar to what I was saying to Amla earlier, you have been owning your power in a way that you haven't in the past. Actually, probably the last 10 years, you've taken some big risks. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, not necessarily going on a business on my own, but
right,
maybe in other aspects. Yes.
Yeah, taking some risks in the world and stretching yourself and doing some different things. It feels like there's been a whole kind of transformative process for quite a while that you've been going through.
Sure.
And you've also had to let go of some things and sacrifice some things. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's really cool, and it's really exciting. And so you're sort of at this next level with it. And what you're seeing is how those deeper belief systems, even though you've changed some behaviors and you've taken some risks and you've stretched yourself and done some different things, you're still seeing those patterns surfacing. They may look a little bit different, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to the same kind of a pattern, correct?
Yes, Michelle, you read my life.
No, I know, sweetheart. Well, you know what? Claudia, don't think that this is like a character defect. Everybody does this. That's what's so brilliant about it. We're freakishly complex and ridiculously simple at the same time because we all do the same things because this is how the human psyche is wired. And the whole point of that is you get a chance to take a look at your pattern. It's like it couldn't be clearer. You've done all this other stuff. You've done the coaching. You've done all this other work. You've got a lot of clarity. You've got a lot of clarity from what I can tell here. My sense is you know exactly what you want to do, but this pattern keeps surfacing and you're bumping against it.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to just tell you flat out, kiddo, you're going to have to get some help with that. You've got to get some help with a counselor doing some preferably NLP-based modality that is going to shift that belief system as it's structured in your psyche, okay? And in the meantime, tons of prayer to God about guiding you to that perfect modality that's going to get you through this thing, okay? And in the meantime, are there three other people involved in this business?
Yes, it's the three of us. Okay. Me, my partner, and the company itself.
Okay. Is there somebody else? Is there like a third influence on you? Somebody, a family member or somebody that's kind of floating around on the side, kind of getting in the way a little bit?
Because envy, yes.
Ah, okay. All right. So you do. You've got a lot of stuff coming at you. I get the weirdest image of you kind of in the middle of a swarm of bees, and they're not stinging you so much, but they're just buzzing and kind of making you a little crazy. Is that fair?
Yes, because I'm everything that they are not, and they are upset with my success.
Yeah. And isn't that frustrating, especially when it's family?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, man, these are the people that, you know, this is the pack. They're the ones that are supposed to be supporting you.
Supposed to.
And at the same time, they're coming at you from their own belief systems. And this we're going to be doing a whole show coming up here on what I call family legacy, which is how these belief systems are actually handed down generationally. So your family members are, in fact, playing out a similar pattern in their own world and in their own psyches. And so they're just reacting to you because you're willing to go against the belief system. Does that make sense?
I completely see how this all, the complexity of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's what I can tell you is coming. I'm looking at the next several months. I want to say actually on into July, and I'd be willing to bet you money there's an astrological aspect to this. So April, May, June, July. So I'm going to tell you 4 months. Let's take it all the way to the end of July. You're going to have an opportunity, and I'm going to choose my words carefully here. You're going to have an opportunity to clean some things up. And what I mean by that is you're going to have to make one or two major decisions. That's what it's going to feel like. Now, when I say major decision, it isn't necessarily life-changing decision, but it's big decisions from the standpoint of you're going to have to hold your ground and you're going to probably have to risk the, you know, these other people having a reaction to you. And there's one person in particular that I feel is the most influential as far as negatively, like they kind of try and either, you know, point out all the reasons something's not going to work or just flat out tell you can't do it. Is that going on? You got some?
Yeah, you, without naming her, you're naming her. Yes.
All right. Okay. So
she's my in-law.
Oh man. Oh, that is just, that is so loaded.
That's why, Michelle, please.
Oh, honey girl, that is so loaded, isn't it? Okay.
Oh,
all right. All right. You've heard this prayer from me before, but you need this one. You need this one big time. This one is so powerful. You're going to say her name, not right now, you're doing the prayer, you're going to say her name and you're going to say, I bless you and I release you in peace. You bless me and release me in peace. I am free and you are free and all is well between us. I'm going to repeat that and I will put this on my website or on my Facebook. I bless you and I release you in peace. You bless me and release me in peace. I am free and you are free and all is well between us. What you bless has to bless you back. It's cosmic law. And what you release in peace, you're basically just, you know, unplugging the energetic cords that got y'all tangled up here so God can get in there and clean some things up. And God will absolutely bring freedom into this relationship. In fact, I'm going to give you another little prayer. I give thanks that God now brings freedom into this relationship. I give thanks that God now brings freedom into this relationship. That is a really powerful little statement as well. You're going to want to focus some energy. And you've heard me talk about angels, right?
Yes.
All right, big ones, not cute little bare butt Valentine cherubs. We're talking huge, mega, the big guns, the archangels with a 20-foot wingspan. and your in-law gets at least 10 of them, okay, in a big old circle around her, and just keep them there. And I want you to focus on that when you think about her, when she comes into conversation, when you're around her. I want you to be picturing that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna help a lot because what I'm looking at here, does this in-law actually have anything to do with the business itself?
My goodness, you're amazing. She works, she has her own business, working with the product, with the exact
right.
product, but with the line of product.
Okay.
And,
that just feels really, really, that is a hoop you should not have to be jumping through right now, basically.
I know.
Yeah. So, but again, kiddo, tell me if I'm wrong on this. This fits your pattern. You get into these situations where you're just about to blast off. You're just about to do something you really want to do. And then you manifest to you something that's this big, fat, freaking roadblock.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hello, baby girl. You got a pattern you got to heal, okay? And I'm not kidding you. I want you to pray about that. I want you to ask God for specific guidance to break that pattern. And I will guarantee you, girlfriend, you're not going to be able to break that on your own, okay?
Okay.
That's a belief system
that.
Yeah, you need some work. So let God guide you to the perfect practitioner to help you do that. In the meantime, do the angels, do the blessing thing for the in-law, and keep focused on what you want to do, because this feels truer to you than I think anything else you've done so far. Is that fair?
Yes, that would have been my last point to touch with you.
Yeah.
Do you see me with this business taking off successfully?
That's a dangerous question to ask me, because I'm going to tell you, you are 100% in choice on that. So there's two major scenarios the guides are showing me, and I'm not kidding you. This is going to sound like I'm just making this up on the fly, but I'm not. You can be wildly successful. There's actually a card of breakthrough and commencement, which means you can shatter this block that's been standing in your way, because you can break the pattern if you do the work to break the pattern.
I got chills all over my body when you said
good.
That.
Good. But if you don't break the pattern, this business will not be successful. And not only will it not be successful, it's going to fail in a way that's going to hit you harder than anything else ever has. And I do not want to see that happen for you. Okay. I want to see you succeed on this, because this is, like I say, this feels truer than anything you've done before. And I'm looking down the line 1 to 2 years, and it feels like there's a collaboration with another business that gets you international recognition. Does that make any sense to you?
That's the path I
wanted
to.
There you go. All right. So promise me, sister. I mean it. Promise me that you're going to do what I'm telling you, because I cannot follow you home and force this. Okay. I want you to promise me you're going to pray your little tush off. You're going to do the angels around the in-law. Bless, 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 bless. She needs to be blessed. And you're going to stay focused on, you're going to get some help shifting this belief system. Okay.
I love you, Michelle.
I love you right back. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you and hear how it's going, okay?
I'll call you in July.
All right, baby girl. Good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. Okay, everybody listening, huge right now, huge intention that Claudia busts through this belief system globally, and she is a freakish success. And I mean that word in the best way possible. So I'm telling you, the power of belief system, it's astonishing. Our patterns are incredible. And when they're up and in your face, it's a gift. It's not a curse. It's not an indication that you're screwed up, and it's not a punishment by God. It is a neon sign pointing to what needs to be healed so you can come into your truth and express God in the purest way possible. And there's a great quote about, and I'm going to misquote it, but here we go, about living the dream that God dreamed for you. It's so brilliant. So we are going to be back next week, same time, loving this topic. We're going to probably keep going on the same subject. And check me out on Facebook, get on the fan page, get on iTunes, rate the show, do all that great groovy stuff. And I will see you next week. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Barb Perry, thank you, darling girl. You rock. See y'all next week.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.